I'm here with NFL insider Jason LaConfera. Jason, with the Kansas City Chiefs in their offseason, what do you think that they need to be doing?
Well, I think they're a team that probably starts with addition by subtraction. Cap situation isn't ideal. They got to create room to franchise Justin Houston. I can't imagine Dwayne Bowe stays given the number he's at. I know they've obviously let Donnie Avery go. I suspect there'll be a little bit more of a purge to come to create some wiggle room and some space. You could play around with Alex's contract a little bit, I guess, if you want to create a little more cap room. But I'm not sure that they're going to be a team that's going to be able to set the market at multiple positions in free agency. And frankly, teams that do that generally don't prosper from it anyway. So,
if you're John Dorsey and Andy Reid, what positions are you looking at specifically to the draft to improve upon?
You know, I don't know that you can really focus on one particular position when you're picking where they are. You know, it's one thing you're picking in the top five or where they have picked recently, but you have some success. You start picking a little lower. I think the teams that have the most sustained success follow their scouts, follow their eyes, follow their evaluations, take the best player they have on their board. You know, I don't think it's a mystery why New England and Baltimore and some of these teams have been perennially sort of in the championship game or knocking on the door. Pittsburgh, you know, need factors in somewhat, but you build the best roster you can and then figure out ways to, you know, massage things and help it along. You know, and this is going to be an organization that's going to have to continue to reinvest in its own as well. You know, Dontari Poe, that's a guy who's not going to be playing on this kind of contract forever. You know, Justin Houston, you franchise him, but there's a hope that you don't have to franchise him again the next year. Hopefully you franchise him, and then by May, you get something done long-term. I think it's going to be about kind of securing those guys long-term and then trying to find best players available in the draft. Obviously, offensively, weapons. I mean, where are the big plays going to come from? Where are they getting the downfield passes? Are they going to be able to jump in the end zone from 20, 30 yards out? Those explosive plays, that's been missing. They're in the run game, obviously, with Jamaal Charles, but, you know, continuing to beef up the offensive line and then creating some real spark and making them a more difficult team to defend in the passing game.
You mentioned Dontari Poe, kind of an underrated guy. What do you like specifically about Dontari Poe?
I just think he's a pretty selfless guy. Does a lot of the dirty work in there, allows, frees things up for other people, is able to get a push and pass rush, is stout against the run. Those are the building blocks that you need on both sides of the line. I mean, I think, again, another cliche, but it holds up, is the best teams are built from the inside out. And when you have pieces like that and real blue chip players at anchor positions, you've got to find a way to not just find them in the draft, but you've got to get them, you know, you've got to extend them. You've got to get the best 6-7 years out of them, not just the best 4 or 5.
To close, I just wanted to know your opinion. Where do you think the Chiefs attack in free agency, and why do you think that?
You know, again, I don't know that they're going to go crazy in free agency. I don't really know that that's going to be the path that they're able to take. Because of some cap issues and because of having to reinvest in some of these other guys, I think you're sitting there. If you're at a point and you have limited resources, you have to decide, is it best to reinvest in the guys we already know, who are already a scheme fit, who are already a locker room fit, who are already leaders here? Or do we go and give that money to somebody on the outside and risk losing some of these core guys down the road? I mean, I'm sure people will connect them to wide receivers again because of some of the need and the splash, but I mean, I don't know. Randall Cobb getting $9 million a year? I don't know if that really makes sense for them. You know, does a Torrey Smith get $7 million? Does that make sense? And, you know, and then the Dez Bryants and the Demaryius Thomas, they're not going to hit the market anyway. They're getting franchised. So it's a limited pool of players. They're not necessarily all that special by and large, this group of free agents. And they're still going to get paid because there's only so many guys out there, and some of these teams are sitting on $50, $60 million in cap space. So I don't know that this is a year where the Chiefs are positioned to be major players. I think their growth and development comes from within.
So there you go. There's another take on the offseason, and we thank Jason for joining us.
65 toss power trap.